this caught my eye because one of the Navy SEAL veterans who's taking part in this cool event actually lives here in Montana. Andy Stumpf is a Navy SEAL veteran, lives in the Flathead Valley. I first heard his name because he was actually a guest on the Joe Rogan podcast. We've got another Navy SEAL, as I understand it, now with us on the phone lines, who's going to be taking part in this 777 expedition. Mike Cirelli, great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for being with us, and thanks for your service.
Thank you for having me. And Andy Stumpf is a co-founder of Legacy Expeditions. He's my co-founder. And let me tell you guys, Montana has one of the best leaders I've ever met in Andy Stumpf right in your state. If your state was truly smart, you guys would figure out a way to make him run for governor.
that's right. Well, I've been trying to catch. I want to get him on the show. So you gotta prod him for us here because I've been in the Flathead a couple of times. And I probably should have followed up a little better because I get a little busy when I hit the road for the show. But it'd be fun to get him here on the show as well. So Legacy Expeditions, what is it? And then tell us about this 777 expedition: 7 skydives, 7 continents, 7. Days, all to raise money for a great cause.
Yeah, and I'm going to try not to be too long-winded here. So, you know, Andy and I were both Navy SEALs, and this group on the 777 is predominantly special operations soldiers, both former and retired, as well as a Marine Scout sniper. So combat and special operations, you are a warrior, but you're also almost like an extreme athlete. What we do, there's nothing more extreme than combat. I don't care if you're jumping, doing a space dive, or climbing Everest, it's not as intense as combat when your life is on the line. So naturally, Legacy Expeditions marries extreme expeditions and extreme adventure with former veterans. And it is a reawakening. It is a spiritual thing that, you know, sort of gives you that thrill again without being shot at. Now, Legacy Expeditions has two missions, both behind that word legacy. One, to tell the story of those that did not come home, to keep their legacy alive by keeping their stories alive. And then the second is raising money for the education of their legacy, those kids that they left behind. And Andy and I, this is very important to us. Andy broke the wingsuit record, two records, in fact, and raised about $500,000 from the Navy SEAL Foundation. In total, we've raised close to $750,000. And we're trying to raise $7 million for Folds of Honor, for 1,400 scholarships for kids and spouses of military families, as well as first responders. So 777 is 7 continents, 7 days, 7 jumps. We'll start in the Antarctica. We'll hit Santiago, Chile, Miami, Barcelona, Cairo over the pyramids, Abu Dhabi and UAE, and then Perth. It's never been done, even though about 20 groups have tried it before. But hey, man, when you task a group of former special operations soldiers, we will find a way. Come hell or high water, we will find a way to get this done and to set 2 world records.
Well, and you guys are tier 1 special operators, as I understand it, as well. So explain what that means by tier 1 special operations, what you can.
Yeah, you know, we don't like to sort of segregate veterans, but we are proud of our service. Andy and I both were what you refer to as a tier 1 operator. That is of the Joint Special Operations Command. To give you sort of a perspective of that, I believe the last statistic I saw is 1 out of 40 SEALs has what it takes to make it to that level. So it's a higher level performance, a much more tactically strategic mission, and it is the elite of the elite. But I'm going to tell you, Andy belonged there. I had to earn my place every day, and just the most elite warriors. And, you know, when you talk about the most elite warriors, unfortunately, Hollywood doesn't paint a good picture, you know. The American Sniper is not a good picture of how our guys act, nor is Platoon, which showed the Vietnam era. The most lethal warriors I served with at the Tier 1 level are kind, respectful, empathetic. They're loving human beings, but when they need to turn that on, they can be the most just, elite, ferocious warriors that they need to be in defense of our country and in defense of the innocent.
Mike Cirelli, retired Navy SEAL. He is going to be joining this 777 expedition, Legacy Expeditions, a veteran-owned extreme expedition company raising awareness and inspiring action to support the Folds of Honor Foundation through their upcoming global expedition 777. And it sounds just incredible. Seven continents, seven skydives, 7 days. Absolutely incredible. Mike, what do you want to tell your fellow veterans here on Veterans Day? We've got some of the highest number of veterans per capita in the country right here in Montana.
Well, there's no doubt veterans moving to Montana. It makes total sense. You know, for the veterans, one, humbled to have served with all of you. It puts a smile on my face. You know, I always speak to companies on leadership, and I start with this. If I've seen further, it's because I've stood on the shoulders of giants, men and women better than myself. And that's the vets I served with. Now, not all of them came home, but just the watching the selfless valor on a night-to-night basis makes my jaw drop in awe. I was amazed by, you know, the best, the very best that I saw in the American fighting man and woman. At the worst of times, they were at their very best. And for the Global War on Terror veterans, it did not end the way we wanted it to. But I assure you, they won every battle they were tasked with, and they should be proud of that. We kept them at bay over there so that they couldn't attack here. And there is victory and there is joy to find in that. But I think for a lot of veterans, too, this is just another form of a Memorial Day. No vet wants to be patted on the back for their service. They were proud to do it. They were humbled to do it. They were honored to do it.
Well, just like you're showing with this 777 expedition, they're continuing to serve their country. Mike Cirelli, great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, brother.